What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday. No, it isn't. It's Tuesday, the 21st of July. I'm not going to rewind that. Leave the mistakes in. Keep it raw. I was going to say, welcome. If you've not been here before, welcome to the podcast. And if you are interested to see my beautiful face, it's on YouTube. And also, there's mini videos on YouTube as well. So knock yourself out. Anyway, funniest thing I've seen today was when Johnny Depp was in court. Well, Johnny Depp's been in court all week, hasn't he? And all last week. But Amber Heard's giving her testimony or whatever the fuck that is. Her opinion about what he's been doing to her. But she was talking about some of the people that he's accusing her of having affairs with or sleeping with. And he's got... What's it called? He's got like nicknames for them. And it cracked me up when she said that he calls Leonardo DiCaprio Pumpkinhead. And he also calls, what's he called? Who's his name? Channing Tatum, Potato Head. And they're funny words anyway, aren't they? But when I looked then, there was a picture of both of them. And when you look at them and look at their heads, I burst out laughing because I thought, I could see it because Leonardo DiCaprio's got like a round head, and Channing Tatum. I mean, I could see the potato one with him as well, but the Leonardo DiCaprio one, I was cracking up laughing straight away. So it is quite funny. I don't think he's going to take too kindly to it. I mean, he's still a good looking guy. He's a good looking pumpkin, that's for sure. Best looking pumpkin, richest and best looking pumpkin I've seen. Reminds me of a children's book. I used to there was a children's book when I was a kid, and it was called The Magic Pumpkin or something like that. It was a dangerous pumpkin, and he used to chase people, roll after them, and if he touched you, he turned you to stone. So maybe that'd be Leonardo DiCaprio's new film. He could play the part of the pumpkin, just the pumpkin head. He wouldn't need his body. He could leave his body at home with his girlfriend and just leave his head, take his head to the studio. Mr. Pumpkinhead. And what was the other one? And he had another one for a guy called Jim Sturgis, who I don't even know. And he's called Jim Turd Sturgis. So whether she's made, I mean, he might well have them names for him. Doesn't mean he's guilty or anything, but he might well have them names for him. Funny names. I can't knock him for that. You know, you're going to talk, it's proper mudslinging. It's all just dirt being thrown left, right and centre. That shit goes on. If I was to fucking have my relationship with my with one of your ex-girlfriends or whatever, or ex-wife, put through the court, both of you have got, like, you're just going to bring up the worst things that each of you have said to each other. It's obviously going to sound fucking horrible, you know, but half the time it's, you know, the things that you say, you don't mean it at the time. You just say it in anger, don't you? You don't mean it. You've made up and fucking got on with life loads of times since actually saying whatever you've said. But when it's in court and somebody's got to win, you start digging up the worst things. So let's hope I never have to go there. Not looking likely at the moment. Anyway, posh suburbs are being overrun with rats hunting for food. Posh suburbs, the worried residents in a well-off area have bombarded pest controllers with hundreds of calls. And I mean, obviously, they're obviously after the nice food, aren't they? They're after the nice stuff that you're chucking away. Or it's us poor council estate kids who are not as dumb as you think we are. And we... We do a Pied Piper, and we Pied Piper all the rats over into the fucking posh areas. You know, just take a little bit of, drag a little bit of food, or do the little, you know, the thing where they're going along, taking one at a time, lead them all the way into the posh area, and then just nick a load of stuff from the shop, dump it all in the posh area, all the rotten meat and all the vegetables and whatever. Next thing you know, you've cleared all the vermin out of the council areas where nobody does anything about it, and dump it in the posh areas where they can pay for pest control. That is what goes on the council estate. That is the council estate brain at work. Very collective, working as one. It's like a big brain. The council estate brain is all big. You know how to rip off the electricity. Know all the tricks. But you gotta get by, and if it means getting rid of the rats, you gotta get rid of the rats. As I said, the pest controllers, they get paid as well, so it's keeping the economy going. Everybody's a winner. A guy found a Roman coin there. He's found a Roman coin and he must have thought, I'm fucking quids in there. I bet he did because I've been there. He found an old Spanish... No. What was it? It is a coin from the reign of Roman Emperor Gordian III. 240 AD. You've got to think that is worth a fortune. I bet he's got, right, what's it worth when he got it dated? I bet he's thinking, what's it worth? 45 quid, anyway. I won't keep you in suspense any longer. £45. That's fuck all, basically. And I've got a Roman ring, and it's worth about 25 quid. Because there's so much of it, it ain't worth a lot. So same as I've got a Greek pot, I've got a Greek jug, and it's worth something about 500 years BC or maybe more. I don't know what. It's a long time ago. Let's put it that way. And it's a Greek little drinking jug with a little pattern on it. It's worth about 80 quid. Nothing. I bought that. I thought when I got that, I bought it an antique. I thought I was going to be quids in. I thought I've got a relic. It's got to be worth money, but unfortunately not. So, you live and you learn. As I've said, I've still got it. I've tried to sell it for all the money. I can't get it. So I've kept it now. I'll sell it one time for what it's worth, but I quite like looking at it, so I'll keep it for now. Anyway, blokes have been binge drinking since those days as well. Because the blokes, well, not quite those days. Blokes have been binge boozing and playing drinking games since the 15th century, historians revealed. Of course they have. They've been doing that since drink has been around. If what else have been drink? When was drink invented? Hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Well, 15th century at least. Especially because we've got a load of pubs in England. The inns, they've been from the 15th century. And they're all drinking holes, drinking dens and places to stay. And people just go in them and get pissed, don't they? That's what they're for. And it'd just be funny to be there with all the clothes. Imagine like all the rufflenecks. Or the roughnecks and the baggy trousers tucked into like, or tights. You know, like, have you ever seen Blackadder? Just like Blackadder, sitting around getting pissed like that, looking at the girls and you, in your spandex. That's, and apparently they talk about sex. Knights are sitting around swearing and bragging about sex. They'd be swearing like, ye old, fuck you, ye old bastard. That's me being 500 years ago. What else could you say? Ye old, go and get the drinks in, ye old. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't think of any more. I'm going to get stuck on that. Anyway, swearing. Swearing's my favourite thing, as you'll find out if you've not been to this podcast before. I'll be swearing for as long as I live. Same as Billy Connolly. Luckily, I'm in good company because Billy Connolly, He did a show and they're talking about, he said the C word in his show 10 times. And but he just said, I don't see what the issue is around swearing. I've lost what he said now. The snobbishness around swearing. He said it's just it's language and it's ordinary language because everybody talks about it. You go into a pub, even the posh blokes are all swearing their heads off. So, you know, all these people who get up their arse about swearing and that, like, they're doing it themselves just as bad. You know, you can be shocked by somebody who you think is, like, clean as a whistle, and then they start swearing. I just do it from the off. I let them know. I go, oh, nice to fucking meet you. They know straight away what I'm like. Anyway, furious TV viewers are urging Channel 4 to axe location, location, location. I hate that programme. You know why? Because loads of people buying houses and having loads of money and enjoying themselves with their little family lives. But I don't like the snobbishness of the presenters either, especially the guy. And now I know why, because there's something about him. Phil. What's his name? Phil Spencer. He's very posh and smarmy. And there's a photo of him here. He's shot a deer. And it's an old photo that's resurfaced. And it comes with a Facebook post that said, I'm absolutely chuffed to bits with his kill. And it has been my ambition for a very, very long time. So, Phil, I'm sorry, but you was already down in my estimation with your smarminess. And now I think you should accidentally put a bullet in your own head with your gun. And that would be an ambition of mine for a very, very long time to come. It's just, I don't see, but how could you say that as an ambition to shoot a deer in the fucking head? I mean, you know, people do it, don't they? People just love to kill. And he's like, but now he's going to just get shit. He'll have to hide. He'll have to hide off his Twitter account because the animal people will be on his case. You can't really excuse that. I mean, you could do it in, like, it's not the royals though, the royals do it. Prince Harry, Prince William, they're all fucking standing there going about elephants. Elephants, oh, save the elephants and all that. Not that they go over there and do anything about it, but they get up every once in a while and go, I'm the patron saint of saving the elephants. Can we stop killing elephants now, please? Which doesn't do fuck all. And but they go out hunting. They go out hunting. They go on hunting holidays and shoot deer, shoot boar, shoot pheasants, shoot everything. So fucking, again, it'd be funny to see him get caught in a bear trap one time and then a bear accidentally walks around the corner that was meant for the bear trap and he comes over and then bites their royal heads off. Nothing against them apart from that. What am I going to say? Where was I? I'll just put something down there. Got to keep track of where I am, otherwise this will become a non-professional podcast, which we all know is not the case. A struggling family have won their dream bedroom. I love this. This is a rags to riches, straight off a pound. Pound, I bought them a house for 400 grand. A 400 grand house, because they bought a raffle ticket. It was for a house, and there's 400,000 tickets. And they've won, and they're off a council estate, and they can move now into this big plush house. And they always wanted to be able to get off the estate. So that's congratulations from me to you. Unfortunately, you're going to have to deal with the rat problem that's been sent there by the council estate kids. But otherwise, enjoy it. Have a great life. One day, I'm going to get one of these. This podcast is going to pay for that. When you all give me a pound, however many are listening to this podcast, you've all got to give me a pound. Soon I'll be asking. No, I'm joking. Television ads still reign supreme in influencing buying decisions. Of course they do. Television ads. I mean, but half of them are shit, ain't they? That's why. I mean, they're just getting your head. They just create the shittiest of adverts, but somehow you still act on it because it's in your brain, and that's what they do to you. So, you know, that's why all you blokes that started to look for penis enlargements on the internet and you don't know why, it's because they keep popping up in your emails, in your inbox. That's where they get at you. They keep popping up in your junk mail and everything. It's penis enlargement galore in there. And even if you don't act on one of the emails, you're still probably thinking about, yeah, well, thinking about that, actually. Let's Google it and have a look around. Because, you know, they've got in your brain, so they're spamming you. Spamming you, making you want to have a big penis, even though you never ever thought about it before. Right, last couple I'm going to do, I think. What time is it? Italian police have found cocaine hidden inside individual coffee beans in a package sent from Colombia to Milan. All you Milanians, whatever you call you Italians, Milanians. That party just got cancelled, I'm afraid. You was going to get up. That would have been, imagine that in your coffee. You would have been having a fucking party as soon as you had your first cup of coffee. You'd have been doing the conga around the kitchen and not knowing why. You'd be like, that coffee's all right. Just put the music on, fuck work. Let's have a drink, have a party. I don't know why I feel like this, but I also feel like having sex right now. Let's get down. But yeah, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen. You're going to have to go for your regular coffee because it's been caught. And the effort they've gone to put it inside the middle of each individual coffee bean. You've got to, that deserves to go through. I'm sorry, but you've got to applaud in the what's the word? I can't think of the word. You've got to applaud their creativity. Let's go for that word. You know, that deserves to go through. You should just go, you know what? They've spent hours and hours putting that inside those little coffee beans. Or somebody has, and probably poor people. So we're going to let that one go through because it's a really, really good idea. And I'm going to keep a few because nobody's going to miss 20 coffee beans out of fucking millions that are here. So that's just, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I bet the policeman has fucking pocketed tons of it himself and then grassed up the rest. Because that's what they like, policemen. They like, still take you down because they want the colour, they want the bust, they want to go up the ranks, but they still want to have their slice of the pie. So they'll take theirs. They'll be having a fucking conga around the party, around the kitchen. You ain't, unfortunately. Right, last one. Radiohead's Ed O'Brien got spiked with LSD and then thought he was Elvis. He said he was at Reading Festival and he kept on looking in the mirror thinking he was Elvis Presley. So not a bad fucking trip to have. I've had worse experiences than that, I can tell you. And but to look like Elvis Presley in the mirror, that's quite funny, isn't it? He's probably like, oh, was he playing? Because he's in Radiohead. Did he get up on the stage and just like deaf the whole set and just like boot the rest off the stage and just start going, you know, singing Heartbreak Hotel? That would have been funny as anything. He would have just gone around like going, uh-huh, to everybody, uh-huh. Oh, don't worry, he's on LSD, uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, sounds like a really funny time. Anyway, so LSD's not really spoke about these days, so it's good to see that one in the paper again. We'd like to see more of those because there's never, ever a dull story around LSD, I can tell you. Like when Alan Wicker went and visited San Francisco and he went and was talking to all the hippies and they were all on LSD. That was funny as fuck. If you don't like Alan Wicker, go watch that. It's brilliant. And that's with all the people. That's the same episode where all the people who paid to be cryogenically frozen in when they were ill and they paid for themselves to be cryogenically frozen and be brought back to life when they were... you know, when the technology had changed and they could be saved. But unfortunately, they ended up in the ground because the place went bust and they just got buried. So they all fucked it. And they that is a bad trip. Imagine if they had LSD and they just was loving it and just thinking, I'm going to enjoy this trip because I'm going to close my eyes and just imagine I'm alive, even though they're dead. But they was frozen. But that's the worst trip of the lot, waking up dead in the ground and you ain't coming back. Anyway, that is a bad trip to have on LSD if you actually imagine that situation, because there's no getting away from that for about eight hours. I think the Elvis story is the best one. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.